Cherished viewers, welcome to Cinema Scene. In light of Earth Day, we will be featuring three influential documentaries that promote awareness of the critical state of our planet. As citizens of this beautiful Earth, we all share the responsibility to protect and cultivate Mother Nature's well-being. The first film is Flow for Love of Water, directed by Irina Salina. Released in 2008, this production propagates an important message regarding humans' basic necessity of life. The world's supply of fresh water is dwindling at an alarming rate. Many people unknowingly take clean water for granted, not realizing that what flows out of the faucet does have a limit. Through interviews with scientists as well as water community activists, this award-winning documentary takes viewers on a journey to different parts of the globe where securing the fresh water needed to live is a daily struggle. The beginning of the film uses a visual analogy to compare Earth's natural water cycle to our human physiology. With current problems such as climate change and pollution, the planet is losing much of its precious resources. Irresponsible and harmful business operations heavily burden nature's water system. Livestock manure and agricultural pesticides are two of the major polluters of Earth's body of water. Furthermore, overwhelming greenhouse gases are triggering climate change. This causes unpredictable calamities such as drought and flooding, both of which greatly decrease our already limited clean water supply. The documentary further examines the global water crisis, ultimately asking, can anyone really own water? In addition to putting the spotlight on the root problems of water pollution, Flow for the Love of Water also introduces the public to individuals and organizations working to develop new technology. By finding the causes behind the rapidly waning water supplies, the documentary searches for solutions as to how water should be handled in this world. The film reminds us that it is time to build a harmonious relationship with our environment and give back to Earth that has given us so much. In 2008, Flow for the Love of Water won the award for Best Documentary at both the United Nations Association's Film Festival and the Vail International Film Festival. It also earned the International Jury Prize at the 2008 Mumbai International Film Festival and was an official selection at the 2008 Sundance Film Festival. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for some brief messages. When Cinema Scene returns, we will look at the world's oceans, where overfishing is devastating marine inhabitants. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our second feature is The End of the Line, which premiered at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or UNFAO, some 75% of marine fish are either fully exploited or overfished. The film The End of the Line invites viewers to imagine a world without fish. As the first major feature documentary film to address the devastating tolls of overfishing on our oceans, The End of the Line warns that if we do not act now, this bleak, fishless world will indeed become a reality. The End of the Line is based on the 2004 book, The End of the Line, How Overfishing is Changing the World and What We Eat, by British journalist Charles Clover. In his book, Mr. Clover states, "We must stop thinking of our oceans as a food factory and realize that they thrive as a huge and complex marine environment." The documentary follows Mr. Clover as he ventures across the globe from the Straits of Gibraltar to the Tokyo Fish Market, investigating the cause of overfishing and ways to halt it. By going behind the scenes and showing how many fish are brought on the market, the film exposes poignant truths behind what goes on in industrial fishing, which is proving detrimental to the health of the oceans and its inhabitants. Nowadays, high-tech fisheries trawl the oceans with nets the size of football fields. At the rate that they are being caught, marine species cannot survive. In fact, scientists predict that if current trends continue, many sea-dwelling animals will vanish, with catastrophic consequences on the balance of our biosphere. The end of the line puts the responsibility of this overwhelming outcome not only on those affiliated with the fishing industry, but also on the consumers who unknowingly buy endangered fish. As co-producer Claire Lewis explained, reading the book, The End of the Line, changed my life and what I eat. I hope the film will do the same for others. With moving footage both in and out of the water, and with the help of testimonies from scientists, indigenous fishermen, and fisheries enforcement officials, The End of the Line is an informative wake-up call to halt the fishing practices that are quickly destroying our magnificent oceans. The End of the Line was nominated for the 2009 British Independent Film Award for Best Documentary and the 2010 Verna Fields Award. Our final feature today is the 2008 production titled Food Inc., an honest, informative, and at times shocking documentary film. Food Inc. explores the corporate nature of the American food industry. Directed by Emmy Award-winning and Oscar-nominated director Robert Kinner, the documentary features commentary from respected critics and authors Michael Pollan, author of The Omnivore's Dilemma, and Eric Schlosser, author of Fast Food Nation. The film explores several aspects of the industrial food production in the United States that are deemed unsustainable, both environmentally and economically. One of the main focuses involves the detrimental aspects of the meat industry, especially the production of chicken, pork, and beef. With the help of farmers who had formerly worked under major corporations, the documentary reveals the inhumane conditions under which livestock are kept. Also highlighted in the documentary are the production of soybeans and corn, and the high prevalence of these foods in almost every other product on the food market. The film points out the many diseases that have surfaced unchecked as a result of mass corn and soy production. An alarming fact emphasized by the documentary is that much information about the origin and production of food is concealed from consumers. Because of this, hidden diseases and allergic reactions have afflicted countless people. Among these are that of a mother turned lobbyist who shares the pain of losing her son to E. coli contracted from contaminated meat. For the sake of health, economics, and sustainability, the documentary offers some suggestions and solutions for American food consumers. Food Inc. encourages people to buy organic and healthy foods, as well as support local farms. Other diet-related changes, such as paying attention to food labels and observing meat-free days, are provided as easy yet priceless solutions to improving one's well-being. Food Inc. was nominated for the Best Documentary Oscar in 2010, as well as six other major awards. The film also won the Best Documentary title at the Gotham Awards and several other recognitions for excellence in filmmaking. Flow, For Love of Water, The End of the Line, and Food Inc. are three eye-opening documentaries on issues that could hold the key to the continuation of our planetary welfare. In raising people's consciousness of the problems imposed by human activities, especially those related to meat consumption, these skillfully produced films remind us that despite technological advances in the contemporary world, we must make conscientious decisions necessary to protect our precious Earth and foster harmony between all her inhabitants. Thank you for watching today's episode of Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May heaven illuminate our world with everlasting radiance and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.